Silverstar leaned against his totally awesome motorcycle and stared pensively up at the sky. The mares were all staring at him again, but that was to be expected. Everywhere I go, he sighed heavily to himself, and it was true. Ever since he unmasked a nefarious scheme perpetrated upon this universe by the evil monster in pony form, Starlight Glimmer, and saved Equestria from a fate worse than death, all the mares in Ponyville were constantly staring at him as if they wanted to jump him and ravage his tasty no-nos, even more so than was usual for him. He sighed heavily again. Sometimes it was rough being a rich and handsome superpowered genius who was an all-powerful magician and time-traveling quantum physicist who could bend time and space to his will and was also the world's greatest ninja. He sighed heavily a third time and cursed himself eternally. He had noticed that the mares always got quivery in their no-nos whenever he sighed heavily while leaning against his super-awesome motorcycle looking moody, and he vowed never to do it again, if only for their benefit. Yet here he was, forgetting himself. Such is life, he said ruefully, pushing up his rad sunglasses with one hoof. Several mares swooned. It had already been a month since he defeated the evil, horrible, no-good, awful, jockey, sweet Celestia, I hate her so much, Starlight Glimmer. And he realized that was still just as glad to be rid of her as on the very first day he had sent her rocketing off to the Lupanans for her evil ways. He recalled the sight of her stupid pony face, her ugly, dumb mane with its stupid green highlights, the smugly satisfied look of pure evil that was on her face every time she booped herself, and again he was filled with rage. I hate you so much, Starlight Glimmer, he muttered to no pony in particular. He realized he needed to calm down. Just thinking of Starlight Glimmer always evoked in him feelings of uncontrollable rage, and he knew it was not good for a pony of his awesome power to forget himself like this. He could already feel the earth quaking beneath him as he inadvertently summoned powers so great they could destroy the entire universe, and he knew that he must not do this, even by accident, for to do so would make him almost as evil as that stupid, ugly, evil, horrible, no-good pony, Starlight Glimmer. God, I hate her. Who was, as all ponies know, and as he had proven irrevocably to all who had not yet been enlightened, truly the worst pony of all. To calm his nerves, he reached into his pocket dimension and pulled forth the gem, the orange gem, his gem, the gem belonging to him, Silverstar, Silverstar's gem, the gem that was his, the gem that was orange, a gem that had a particular color, and that color was orange, belonging to none other than Silverstar, the pony of that gem, him, he, the owner of that, of the gem, the orangest of gems, Silverstar, who was he, the owner of that gem, pulled forth a gem belonging to him. It was none other than that very gem, the orange gem, gem-like in nature, orange in color, owned by he, him, Silverstar, the gem whose coloration was orange and whose owner was none other than he, the pony known as Silverstar, owner of the gem, that gem. The gem of orangest orange, orange in color, orange in hue, saturation, and value. Orange of all orange was that gem, and it was in the possession, currently, of a pony, and that pony was he, him, the pony named Silverstar, who was, of course, the gem's owner. Which gem, you ask? Why, the gem, orange one, of course. The orange gem, that is. So lost was he in his contemplation of the gem that he almost didn't see Twilight Sparkle trotting eagerly toward him. Not wanting to accidentally blast her off into another dimension with his super cool magic gem, the orange gem, the gem containing magic power that was orange and owned by he, Silverstar, he put it back into his pocket dimension. Oh, hello there, princess, he said casually, still leaning against his awesome motorcycle. He gave his rad sunglasses another push with his hoof, and watched in mild satisfaction as Twilight's no-nos visibly quivered. What are you doing here? Twilight stopped short. What? She stammered, looking at somebody had just kicked her in the crotch teats. Aren't you here to pick me up? Sorry, he said. I forgot all about you. Sometimes you like to park my totally awesome motorcycle outside of random magic schools and lean against it while looking moody and cool. It just happened to be doing it here. At this moment, as you were getting out of this particular magic school, where you were giving a lecture on the super complicated magic spell I used to hurl the evil, horrible pony Starlight Glimmer into an alternate dimension.